Hi, my name is Allie. I'm a compulsive overeater, sugar addict, and restrictor. And I'm going to talk a little bit today about the 12 spiritual principles of service and my service journey. I began coming to OA meetings on my phone because I was having panic attacks using my computer. But I soon felt a strong desire to help on meetings, but I wasn't able to because I couldn't use my computer. So I wasn't able to even be a timer. But that strong desire overrode. So I decided to ask that, well, first step one, spiritual principle, I needed to get honest with myself. And see where that panic was coming from, and the desire to help others needed to come before my own fears. And so I needed to ask for help, and that was something that I wasn't able to do before this program. And so just recognizing that need that it was okay to ask for help. And so I was able to reach out for the first time because I was so used to being hyper independent. And that was so huge for me at that time. But there are so many people that are willing and able to train at every meeting on any level for any level of service. And that is so important to know. And just asking any one of the meeting leaders, and they'll be willing to offer training or find someone who can, on any level of tech. And so just being, willing to recognize that need to ask for help. And then step two, spiritual principle, that gave me hope. And that was, I hadn't felt hope, for the longest time. So just that renewed feeling of hope was paramount at that point in my journey. And then step three, spiritual principle of faith, being able to step out in faith for something that I knew I didn't have the skills to do was another hurdle that I needed to overcome. So feeling the fear and doing it anyway was something that that was another hurdle, but I just stepped out in faith and I felt the fear and I did it anyway. And you know, that leads right into spiritual principle for step four, which is courage. And what I've found is that when I am weak, that is when my higher power can do for me what I cannot do for myself, because I certainly did not have the skills and I certainly couldn't do it for myself. But my higher power, boy, did my higher power step in. And that was such a spiritual awakening for me, to just see my higher power take over. And I would not have had that step in my journey had I not just stepped out in faith. And so it was just such an incredible thing to witness. And I can't recommend it enough. It was at that point, and it was like 2 weeks that that happened, and then I lost my mother. And she passed from a rare form of cancer, and I just continued to receive promptings from my higher power. I really had it on my heart to get training for screen sharing. And I think it was what was so critical at that point was my willingness. But my willingness came in the form of needing to connect and a need for belonging. And the importance for that came from needing to take opposite action because I was in such a place of isolation before that, and I knew that that was killing me. And so I knew that, especially at that point after losing my mother, that I needed to reach out, and I needed that connection, and I needed that belonging. And so belonging to a service team was absolutely life-saving to my abstinence and my recovery at that point. And so that willingness is the spiritual principle for step six. And then through my screen sharing, I made a lot of mistakes, and the service team that I was with did not even blink. And they loved me through my mistakes. And through that, I learned to love myself through my mistakes. And that was just an insane gift that I can never express enough gratitude. And so that's the spiritual principle in step seven of humility. And I just can't express enough gratitude for that gift. And moving on, before I get choked up, that same weekend, they were posting bulletins for security training workshop. And again, I just felt the need to give back through gratitude, to be part of the team to help and protect and to keep the meetings safe was a place that I just felt I needed to be. And I know there's security training workshops coming up, and it is such a pivotal part of these of footsteps, and an incredible place to serve. And the training is required to be part of the security team, and it's just an amazing piece of service if you feel led to do that. I can't recommend it enough. And yeah, I don't know what else to say about that. It's just an incredible way to help protect and keep the meetings a safe place. I stepped up to become an intergroup representative, and the way that I did that was just by visiting a couple of intergroup meetings, and they're held on the third Sunday of each month.
Minute
And
reminder, Ellie.
thank you. The next one is tomorrow from 1 to 3 Eastern time. And I'm also on a couple of committees, and the spiritual principle for those is self-discipline and perseverance. So I know there's training later today from 3:30 to 4:30 by Cecilia for those. And so I just want to say that serving the fellowship comes from a place of deep gratitude within me and the desire to give back the love, which is spiritual principle number nine, that was so freely given to me. And I feel honored to serve in any way that I'm able. So thank you all for listening, and thank you for your time.